This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Make sense of the day here on the DJV program, the DJV way, with fabulously well-informed people, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. This is an opportunity for you to tune in to the day, figure out what's going on. So, Jennifer, what do we need to figure out as we start this hour?
Well, this is a story that I've just been holding on to you for quite a while for you, Dougie, and that is because Air Force, our friends in the Air Force, have been paying an obscene amount of money for something as simple as a toilet seat cover. That's right. Mm-hmm. They have been paying $10,000 apiece to replace toilet seat covers on a Vietnam-era cargo plane that is still being used, so at least it's not just sitting in a junkyard somewhere. The Washington Post reported this story this week. The toilet seat covers on the C-5 Galaxy no longer in production, so the government needed to purchase customized ones, according to the report. The government purchased the covers three times and as recent as last year. They said, "We are not now, nor will we ever in the future, buy that aircraft part at that price because we can do now so more cheaply using 3D printing." But in the past, they've been forced to go to people who will customize these toilet seats. Chuck Grassley, who's a senator from Iowa, pushed for an investigation into the spending, according to ABC News, and he said that the government waste is not new, of course. During the President George H.W. Bush administration, oversight efforts uncovered soap dishes that cost $117 and pliers that were going for a cool $1,000 apiece.
You know, this is back to my waste, fraud, corruption, abuse theme that I have for the military, for the Pentagon, the Department of Defense. This is hardly, it may be amusing, but it's hardly acceptable. And why we have year after year after year after year the same kind of story about the same kind of malfeasance, that is normal there. It's what they expect. They laugh about it. Toilet seats you can find all day long at Home Depot for $29. So we're paying $10,000. So, okay, it's not the same seat that you put on a... But how much difference can
there
be?
How much could it be? Right. Solid gold.
Thinking, who thinks this way unless there's so much corruption that that's the norm? And that's the only conclusion you can come up with. It's the culture. It's what's expected. That's how they do business, and it's at your expense. Why do we put up with this stuff? Why isn't that a question that somebody asks President Trump at a news conference or any of these other people that are always in front of the camera?
Well, I think the question is, no American with any common sense, if you mention this story, they're going to say that's ridiculous. How do we change it, though? I think that's the real question.
That's the point.
How do we change it? What can we do as normal voting American citizens?
Well, they're saying now that won't be the problem because they're going to use 3D printers and that'll be much cheaper.
Yeah, but there's still a culture. It isn't that.
I know.
So the toilet gets fixed. What about the next thing that comes along that they need?
True.
Light bulbs that are special for an older plane. I'm happy that they're using the older planes because there's no real difference between the older plane and the newer planes except the skin that they wrap the planes in. It's the same fuselage that the pilots have different things to work with because most of those planes have the equivalent of a 747 cockpit. So they have all the gadgetry that's in it, et cetera, et cetera. They've updated all the planes with the gadgetry that makes it safe to fly them, but they don't need new planes. And so if there are things that are wearing out, is this just a symptom? Is it toilet seats? Okay, what else is wearing out?
Well,
what about,
I guess, Victoria, what we have to do, kind of an answer to that question, is everyone that we vote for, we now have to ask them and make them put that on their platform,
yeah,
that
right.
they're going to question these things and go against them. Because
yeah, right.
otherwise, unless everyone in Congress is, you know, against this waste, fraud, and corruption, then they're not going to do anything about it. And I guess we have to be the ones responsible for voting those people in.
Yep, this is we're the governing body here. This is democracy, government of the people. It isn't really a democracy, it's a republic, but it's supposed to be one man, one vote. We're supposed to influence, whether it's locally, statewide, nationally. It's pretty amazing, though, what I'm finding this out in my own local situation here when I'm on a last page of trying to save the farm that I love. And the people who are making the noise are the same people who have been responsible for lots of other malfeasance. And why people listen to them is beyond me. But they make a lot of noise. They get attention of the some of the news media that's local. And so the politicians are afraid of them. And listen. And so to what's the end result in this circumstance? It's we are somebody work. Listen to the, think about it this way. The normal federal tax bill is about 10 grand, I think, right? Isn't it somewhere in that vicinity? So one person works all year long to pay for a toilet seat in a plane.
Mm.
How does that make you feel when you boil it down that way? You worked all, you paid this money into the tax system. The IRS says you owe us $10,000. And oh, by the way, we're going to waste every penny of it on a GD toilet seat for a plane that costs $10,000 that's worth maybe $50,000. How does that make you feel? I think you put it in that perspective.
It's
That's
frustrating.
The way I look at it.
It's very frustrating. Yeah.
It is.
And I do think that, you know, for me, sometimes when I hear these things, it just makes me feel a little overwhelmed. Like, oh, are we ever going to be able to fix that stuff?
Right. Yeah.
Are we
right.
ever really going to be
it's
able to change
forever.
It?
Going on forever. Corruption is part of humankind, it would seem. 13 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV Show.
Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, Try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we go again. A black woman has been distributing a viral story. She goes into the CVS in Chicago and has a coupon for something. So she goes to the, she goes, buys whatever the product is, goes to the counter, gives the coupon over to the clerk, and it turns out that the somehow or other the coupon didn't work, whether it was out of date or whatever it is. So the lady that's buying the thing asked if she could have some consideration. She didn't know that the coupon had run out. So the clerk goes to the manager. The manager goes to the supervisor. The supervisor comes over, looks at the coupon, looks at the lady and said, "Oh, you're black. This must be a fraudulent coupon." He actually says that.
Oh, my
God. He calls the police on this woman, and it's all on tape. She gets all of it. I go back to this. When did this? Maybe we never got away from it, and now it's a good thing that it's all over social media. The woman who was visibly shaking, she just said, "She says I'm black." Or something along that line. So anyway, they post on Facebook all of the three officers. She calls the police, not the store manager does it. Sorry, I got that one wrong. Chicago police said officers responded to the call of an assault in progress. Police informed that a female was inside the store threatening the staff and refusing to leave. She didn't press charges. No police report was filed. Hudson, the lady's name is Camila Hudson, I believe. She was angry because of the accusation. She tried to use a fake coupon because she was black. The manager said, "Oh, no, there was no intention, no agenda here." Anyway, it's this kind of stuff. What else do you say? Maybe we do, stop talking about this stuff. I don't want to stop talking about it because I can't believe that it happens in America. Do we have a less educated society? What is there?
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, look at all. Almost every day we come up with one of these things.
Was this what chain was this? CVS.
CVS. Yeah.
And you know, CVS. I think CVS is going to respond to this probably pretty quickly and deal with it in sensitivity training, like almost on a Starbucks level, because CVS has done so much with their PR. You know, not selling cigarettes anymore and really being progressive about things. So I would be very surprised if they don't address this immediately.
Yeah. Well,
the thing is what you saw with Starbucks was almost a gross overreaction to this. You need to deal with the person and not necessarily just allow everybody else to trample all over you in doing that. Deal with the bad actor, get rid of them, make a statement about it, and move on.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's it. It's not the norm, but it gets, in this day and age, Jennifer, you're right, it gets the attention, and people say, "Oh, my God, that's horrible." And does it affect CVS? Absolutely. You think they want their stock affected by this? And it'll affect the value of the stock for a few days. And the guys who run it, their job is to protect the value of the stock, so they're going to deal with it, and they'll deal with it fast. And I'm betting that guy gets fired. And he actually should, in my opinion. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Different to Kelly Clarkson, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You expect to hear
sound, yeah.
Yeah. Whole Lot of Woman is the song playing in the background. Kelly Clarkson's calendar filling up, hosting the Billboard Music Awards, maintaining a role as a prominent judge on The Voice, releasing new singles off her most recent album, which is called The Meaning of Life. She's now going to headline the opening ceremony for the U.S. Open, the 50th annual U.S. Open, outside New York City at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Performance will be on the 27th of August, kicking off the 50th anniversary of this two-week event, bringing together some of the most powerful figures in the world of tennis. In the world, the U.S. Tennis Association said about Clarkson's upcoming performance, quote, "We are honored to have such a talented performer join us in this very special year. Miss Clarkson's musical versatility, her unparalleled presence, and of course her voice will make this a night to remember." You may remember she was on the Macy's 4th of July fireworks show on the 4th. I guess that would be why it's on the 4th of July.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
What day was that again?
A little smarty pants. There she is. So she's going to come back to as a judge on this season of The Voice. Who else are the judges on The Voice?
I think Alicia Keys is back, yep.
Yeah. And who else?
And Kevin Adam and Blake.
Yeah, they'll.
So Kelly, the two girls in the middle, that slot always seems to rotate.
Yeah. All right, so good news for Kelly Clarkson fans. She's getting around. Good for her. 26 past the hour. Other musical news. BMG, now attached to Live from Daryl's House, the music series, which was done. Is it actually done in Daryl Hall's basement? I heard that it was.
It started at his farmhouse in Millerton, New York.
Yep.
And then it got so big, and it was just a web series. And then that started in 2007. Then it moved to, he now has a club called Daryl's House Club in Pauling, New York. And so that's where, and more people can, you know, sit and watch the performances.
So let me ask you a question. We normally think of Daryl Hall and John Oates together. Mm-hmm. What happened to the two of them, Hall and Oates? What happened
to that? They're on tour right now together.
They are? Okay.
They're wrapping up a tour with somebody else, and I forget who.
Does he ever show
Train,
up at
maybe
the...
something like that.
In this show, this Daryl's House thing? You ever see Oates there?
I have not seen every episode of Daryl's House, but I've never seen John Oates show up. The rumor was that they don't really get along that well,
right,
but they perform well
heard,
together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this series, Live from Daryl's House, started in 2007. Most recently, it's been on MTV Live. It used to be filmed at his home, as you're saying, but now they're changing it. There are some really great people who have performed there. Sammy Hagar, Jason Mraz, Aaron Neville, Smokey Robinson, Gavin DeGraw, L. King, Kenny Loggins. So the BMG partnership. BMG is what? What is BMG? It's a music
the record company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're bigger than just a record company. They've got their music, label.
Hall said, quote, "Fans have been asking me when we're returning, so I'm pleased to say we're headed into production this fall. BMG already has helped Daryl Hall and his partner John Oates release a number of hits. Man Eater came from them under their auspices. I Can't Go for That." That's a good song. I like that. "You Make My Dreams Come True." I also think that's a good song. Actually, a lot of stuff from them. "Every Time You Go Away," "One-on-One," "Say It Isn't So." So, all that.
So many hits.
Yeah, they have. Well, it does sound.
I kind of forget about them sometimes.
Blend. Yeah, a little bit. Well, until they get sort of back into the news. You forget about lots of people and things unless they're right in front of your face. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to reactions from both parties to President Trump's summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, the reactions run from concern to downright condemnation. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a President of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin.
And after Trump expresses confidence in Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 election, Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hopes the president said something else in their private meeting.
I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, we know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You've melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done. Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour, around the world, around the nation, around your backyard, we're here to yak about what's going on here, there, and everywhere on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Let's get to a trender, Victoria. What do we have?
Well, let's go to Powell, Wyoming for a story. The city workers there who are in charge of weeding and watering the flowers in the town were surprised to find something tucked in among the colorful pansies, petunias, snapdragons, and ornamental grasses that they're normally in charge of keeping looking beautiful. They found actual marijuana plants
No.
planted in and among the pansies.
Oh, yes. My God, how horrible is that?
Yep, they found these marijuana plants. At first, they didn't realize that they had been watering them and taking care of them. And then as the plant grows out, you know, it has a distinctive leaf on it. So someone realized that in these large planters that decorate the town of 6,300 people, which is near the Montana border, that the pot plants grew to be a few inches tall. And then people started noticing, hey, that kind of looks not like a petunia or a pansy. And so they took some of the plants out and took them down to the police station to inspect them to make sure that to see what it was, and so it was confirmed, yes, they are marijuana plants, and no one seems to know how they got there. The police think that pranksters are involved, that they somehow sprinkled some marijuana seeds in the town planters.
I'm trying to figure out what is the big offense. When did it become, who came up with, and why did whoever it was come up with an objection to smoking pot and not smoking cigarettes or pipes or cigars or whatever it is? What's the objection here?
That's a good question. I don't know. Everything I've read is that the tobacco industry is really the ones. They're the ones who went after it. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. The tobacco industry will now, once it all becomes legal around the country, the tobacco industry will swoop in, pay the people who have licenses millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Well, you're going to start to see studies that are going to be paid for suspiciously by the tobacco industry. Right. Studies show that, you know, more deaths from marijuana behind the wheel and
Bunkum.
People, you know, being high and driving. And, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're going to start to see. But so the police chief, Roy Eckert, wants everyone, he told the local town paper, he wants everyone to be reminded that although recreational marijuana is legal in 9 states, it is still a crime in Wyoming, and they are warning against any copycat growers that even possession of
marijuana of a plant is
a crime in Wyoming. So now the marijuana plants have been taken from the planters and have been logged into evidence and will be destroyed.
They're growing. Now they're growing.
they're in someone else's.
And remember, they are just a weed. It's called weed because it is a weed. The hemp and marijuana both come from the Southwest, and they were grown, cultivated, if you will, as a weed by the natives, like peyote and, you know, stuff that's like that. I ask this, you've heard me girls say this 100 times, you heard me once. Who looked at something growing on the ground, picked it up, and decided to dry it and smoke it?
That's the same thing about anything you eat or drink. Who was the first to say that was a good idea?
Well, think about it. But who, you know, took leaves, dried them, and then made tea out of them? You know, it's the same. Yeah, it's thousands of years old. It's a common practice around the globe.
The globe, do you remember the crocodile in Indonesia that ate the fellow? There was a crocodile farm. They have crocodile because they grow them there to kill them and sell their skins. So apparently one of the crocodile farms run by a fellow, and he got too close to the crocodiles and they ate him. So yesterday or the day before, a bunch of villagers who were friends of this guy overtook the breeding farm, and they killed 292 crocodiles. And they piled them up as if the crocodiles are going to learn, don't eat a human, we're going to kill all of you. That's what they did. They killed the crocodiles in revenge for the guy that the crocodiles ate. And they piled them up in a huge pile in the middle of town. 292 of them. They went in with knives.
That'll show those crocodiles.
Yeah, that's right.
Genius.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's like, you know, whenever someone is killed by a crocodile elsewhere, like that really sad story, I guess it was near Disney, where that little boy was killed.
Yeah.
And then they went and they searched for the crocodile that did it, as if they were going to find one, and then they killed multiple crocodiles, and it's just like a revenge thing. Hey, you ate this, or
it's
you
get this
kid.
It's literally the plot of Jaws.
Yeah.
Like they just started catching any shark that's in open water.
Like that, right, you're going to teach them a lesson.
Right.
That's what they do.
The Disney one was different, though, because it was in the Disney property, and I could see where they'd want to get rid of those, as much as they could.
Just the thinking, though, it's about humans and how they think. Crocodiles Somebody said, who wasn't happy about this, are God's creatures that need to be protected as well. And when you get down to it, yes, they are. We're all God's creatures. And so how is it that these animals do what they do? Why do we have mosquitoes? You know, what is the point of having a tick? Why ask that question? You know, sometime when you want to.
Right, but we do this to humans, too. We just talked last week about the Emmett Till case, right, coming back. Mm-hmm. The woman said she was assaulted by a black guy, and people just grabbed the first black guy they could find.
Right, yeah.
And we do this to our fellow humans.
Yeah.
This is the worst part of humanity, that our mm-hmm. overreaction and our reactionary responses to things are not thought through at all, and they're ridiculous, and lives have been lost because of it.
It's interesting because oftentimes when you think about it, your brain is working against you. I don't know if you know what the urgency effect is. Have you ever heard, any of you heard of the urgency effect? Do you know what that philosophy is? Where your brains tend to prioritize immediate satisfaction over long-term rewards. The marshmallow experiment comes to mind. There's an interesting overview of...
Wait, there's a marshmallow experiment?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No.
The English,
I'd like to do a marshmallow experiment.
I know, I like marshmallows. You've had my intrigue here.
I thought we talked about the marshmallow experiment last year. Taking a... if I explain it, then it takes away from the story. So you want me... What do you want me to do? Explain the marshmallow experiment or talk about how your brain works?
Pretty much into marshmallows.
I feel like the marshmallows.
I think you want to tell us about our brains.
Yeah, you obviously don't want to tell us. We'll have to Google it, but go ahead.
Well, but let me finish this, and then we'll go back to the marshmallow experiment if you want to. The way our brains work, the urgency, we're more likely as humans to perform urgent, smaller tasks with a deadline than more important tasks that don't have a time constraint. That's the way the human brain, we respond to urgency. I refer to it as the grab-ass mentality. Everything works. I was talking about this last night at a meeting that I went to. Yeah, I mean, everybody is pulling it out of their butt. The government works that way. It's always a reaction rather than an action. Most big businesses, you don't think they work that way, but they do. Think about small businesses. There's a problem, we fix it. If there's not your car, you drive it until it doesn't run anymore. You don't service it, you don't take care of it, and then you wonder, geez, I can't imagine why my car doesn't run. That kind of stuff. People choose to perform urgent tasks with short completion windows instead of important tasks with larger outcomes because important tasks are more difficult, further away. We are like, this is sort of what we were talking about before. We want gratification. As human beings, we want to be patted on the head, our bellies rubbed, and told that we're doing a good job. And that happens when you finish urgent tasks first at your work, for example. Can we come up with an example of here on the radio program how we feel better? If we do one good story sometimes, or we say, okay, we had a good hour, is that better, more rewarding than looking at a total program or a whole week or a whole month or a whole year of broadcasting? Of course it is. That's how your brain works. You don't agree with that? You don't think that's true?
Yeah, I think, but that's just whatever's, because it's top of mind. It's when you're in the present.
It's urgent. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing right now is more important. You know, then it's like if you're driving to a place, the left and right turns you make are more important than what your ultimate destination is going to be until you get to the destination.
You really think so? Is that the way you
How
think?
Would you get to the destination if you're not making the right
you don't
turns
focus
along
on
the way?
Right, the immediate stuff.
So each turn is a victory. Is that what you're saying?
If you get to the right spot, then yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I don't know. I find this stuff, I'm always fascinated with how the brain works and how people interpret some of these things as to what the end result is. And then I go to my business of the rearview mirror versus the windshield, why it's bigger, what's in front of you is much more important than what's behind you.
Well, wouldn't you think if that's your ultimate theory then, if that's what your theory is in life, then the turns along the way would be the victory. Because you may never make it to, you can't think about the future if you're just focusing on the now. So the now
you have to
is
make
the right
those
turn.
Decisions. Yeah. Every one of those. It's like the people make the argument, oh, is fate really, is fate real? And are we predestined to be in a certain place in our life and live a certain type of life? Well, some people believe that it's a kind of a hybrid thing, that maybe there is an ultimate plan for us set out by the universe or God or whatever you believe in.
I believe
that. But the little decisions that you make every single day, it's the butterfly effect, that affects every single thing in your life. And ultimately, maybe you're going to end up somewhere that's predestined, but you need to make those choices all along the way. You can't just sit at a stop sign and say, I'm going to get to my ultimate destination. You have to make the choice to hit the pedal.
After you stop, hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, you're already sitting at a stop sign, is what I said.
Yeah, right. All right, so the marshmallow experiment was also on gratification. It was done in the 60s at Stanford University, where a lot of these things. Remember, Uri Geller loves. Uri actually was part of this whole thing. For those of you who don't know, Uri Geller is someone that has been famous for 50 years. He started out life as a spoon bender and has become a great motivational speaker. He and I have been great friends for 25 years, and he's on one of my programs every week. He was studied at this time at Stanford University. At Stanford, they want to figure out for whatever they made a name for themselves trying to understand human motivation, how the mind works. And in this business with the marshmallow experiment, a child is offered a choice between one small reward provided immediately or two small rewards if they waited for a short period, like 15 minutes, during which the tester left the room and then returned. The reward was a marshmallow or a cookie or something like that. The researchers found that children who were able to wait longer for the preferred rewards tended to have better life outcomes. So if you're more patient, you have a better life. That's kind of what the bottom line is with all of this stuff. Do you agree? If you're more patient,
well,
your life is better?
Yeah, because you're probably less impulsive, and I think impulsiveness probably gets a lot of people into trouble.
Well, it's also, but some people confuse that with thinking on your feet, and I'm not sure that they are the same, making quick decisions.
Impulsive is much different than being a quick thinker. Impulsive is when you don't think about the consequences, the rewards, the negatives. You just do because it feels good. And those impulsive people, I would guess impulsive people probably tend to be more addicts. They probably tend to have gambling issues, more addiction problems.
Yeah, and if you're more patient, you're able to wait longer for things, and you're probably better at saving up. You probably don't go and spend your money on lots of things that you don't need. You're probably saving up and then going and buying those things that you only really need. And then you have more money and probably just a happier
life is better all the way around, Kat.
And if you're more patient and you can sleep on it, that old saying, you're able to see the bigger picture, too. Mm-hmm. So you just have a better perspective.
The bigger picture at 47 past the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. One in six couples in the United States would like to have a baby, but can't. Dr. Elizabeth Stewart is an expert in reproductive medicine. She says there are many myths about infertility, and the biggest one is that it's not a disease.
It is defined by the World Health Organization, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, as a disease. The second myth is that there's nothing you can do about it.
Or that the only thing you can do is high-tech fertility treatment like in vitro fertilization. Dr. Stewart says there have been many treatment advances in this area.
Sometimes it involves correcting hormonal abnormalities, so starting on medication can be an effective treatment option. Sometimes just even education and timing intercourse optimally can be an option for many couples. Sometimes a $10 prescription to help a woman ovulate more normally can be all that it takes.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. They cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit, plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com. Or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
We'll be right back. tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Information. We specialize in lots of info, and we have interpreters to give you the meaning, the story behind the story, like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's an eminent Nooker chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and here to focus on how you can enjoy that glass of milk, that cup of yogurt, that dish of ice cream, that butter on your corn, all of those good things.
You might be going a little too far.
No!
The study didn't include ice cream.
Yeah, well, how can you talk about dairy stuff and not talk about really good ice cream?
Well, there's some new research. In fact, the title of this little segment, I guess we could say, new research could banish the guilty feeling for consuming the whole dairy products. It's a study that was just finished and published out of the University of Texas. And it's published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and I'm quoting from the study, found no significant link between dairy fats and cause of death, or more specifically, heart disease and stroke, two of the country's biggest killers that's often associated with a diet that's high in saturated fat. In fact, certain types of dairy fat may help, as the study said, guard against having a severe stroke.
So this was paid for by whom?
I do not know. I didn't go
that far.
I'm
betting the dairy industry paid for this.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it, but it came out of the University of Texas.
Yeah, but they hire the University of Texas.
Well, this
or any
is a
of these
part.
Universities. They get paid by whoever it is to do research, and the dairy industry comes along and says, okay.
Okay,
it's like going to a lawyer and saying, this is the way the city council, the city solicitor works in Framingham. Somebody tells them what they want to have accomplished. Okay, I want this to be legal. And then he goes and finds a way to make it legal. He finds law. That's how this stuff works. Well,
now,
here's the end result we want. Now you go get us there.
There is a wave of reawakening coming across this country right now about the beneficial aspects of saturated
fats. Listen, you're not going to have an argument for me. I'm a dairy farmer, remember?
Yeah.
I love the cows. I think dairy is very good for you. And the way the dairy industry has been disrespected because of some of this nonsense is it isn't based in fact. But there are things that sort of need to be parsed here, so I'm sure you're going to do that.
Well, the dietary guidelines for America that comes out of the USDA and a few other places have always recommended, you know, the fat-free, low-fat dairy. And if you're going to have milk, make sure it's skim milk. If you're going to have cheese, you want the lowest fat cheeses you can. You want the low-fat yogurt. You want the fortified soy beverages. Well, this study kind of says, wait a second, slow down. Because all those things are loaded with sugar. When you take fat that Mother Nature made out of any food and put it in the marketplace, the only way it even begins to be somewhat palatable is to load it up with sugar. And what the study is indicating, it's not the fat that's been the problem with heart disease, cancer, and strokes. The problem has been the high amounts of sugar that the food industry has to put into these processed foods to put some kind of taste back into them once the natural fatness has been removed, the flavor of the fat itself. This is a significant study.
There are a lot of things. Yes, ice cream, that's what happens with some of these dairy products. But there is the people who are trying to steal, that is, the non-dairy products like soy and almond milk and coconut. This isn't even milk.
And rice milk.
Milk comes from a mammary gland. It doesn't come from a nut or some plant growing in the ground. So they use that term, and it's fallacious to begin with. So I don't believe anything that they tell you about the value of any of that stuff because they started with a false premise.
Well, the study was funded by the National Institute of Health, the NIH, which is what the NIH is there for, primarily, is they dish out the millions and millions of dollars that Congress gives them every year, and they dish it out to various studies. So it was a government funded.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The government's corrupt. There could be somebody in there that goes from the milk states and says, he's on the committee that oversees the farm bill, and they want this result or that result. So, but it is interesting, and it's good to know that we are oftentimes put into hysteria over information that isn't correct. Use your own common sense. What does your body tell you? Does it like this stuff? Speaking of that, your body tells you with burps and gas and things that if you have a problem with a particular type of food, it doesn't set well in your gut. And so, therefore, you need Life Change Tea to cleanse your gut. Jack will tell you, gut security, that's what you need. That's really what this is about. Everything, all diseases, inflammation starts in your gut. If you don't have a clean one, you're in trouble. Life Change Tea will clean your gut and keep it clean. Get Life Change Tea. Drink a cup every day. Get it now at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJB. They'll ship it free. GetTheTea.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.